Shema Akil was front and center in Niagara Square Saturday, holding a megaphone and leading chants. She's been involved with protesting since she was 18 years old. She's 30 now. She knows that, perhaps more than ever, people are paying attention.
No, the whole world's watching Buffalo. The whole world's watching the mayor, and we are watching them watch us, and we're happy, and we're out here, and we know we're being heard now. So I think because the world is watching, we out here, and we're going to be continuously out here every day until we get what we need to get done.
Buffalo has been thrust into the national spotlight of the George Floyd protests after WBFO captured video of Buffalo police pushing an elderly white protester to the ground outside City Hall Thursday.
So don't you tell me that it's bad apples. And Buffalo just showed the whole world that it's not bad apples, that we need systematic change.
The video has been viewed over 80 million times on Twitter. Mayor Byron Brown was interviewed on MSNBC, while CNN crew was even at Saturday's protest. The scrutiny has left local organizations feeling now is the time to actualize the reforms they've been pushing for since long before this current wave of protests.
It's a time for us to push our demands even more to the max, to be even more clear about our stance and who the decision makers are in the city and how they refuse for years to listen to us.
Marielle Smith is community organizer for Black Love, Resist, and the Rust. She says local organizations have concrete demands for local leaders, like independent investigations into all police violence incidents and using the police pension fund to pay settlements. They also want Erie County to go through with plans to close its downtown holding center, where some 30 inmates have died since Sheriff Timothy Howard was elected.
Now they're on a national stage, and the world is watching, and the nation is watching to see now if these decision makers, if these elected officials will listen to their people.
The viral video has already had something of an impact. You could barely see any officers present at Friday and Saturday's protests, a far cry from the heavy police presence seen last week. The Buffalo Police Department is without its emergency response team. 57 officers resigned from the special unit to protest the suspension of the two officers in the video, a move that's also made international headlines.
So to see our own men who are sworn to protect and save us, when they see one of theirs reprimanded for the wrong, for the injustice they did, they decide to resign, that is a sign of a broken system.
That's Leo Kembe, one of the protesters at Saturday's rally.
And I think you can see a lot of people are energized, and they believe in the cause, and they believe there is unfair treatment of black lives. And everybody is on one page. Look at the signs, look at the faces around. Everybody seems to be like on the same page. Something has to change.
Jeff Palmer was encouraged too. He attended the protest with his 9-year-old daughter, Claudia. But he stresses people need to vote to actually make change, and not just in the city of Buffalo, which is 1/3 black, but also all of Western New York.
It is white people we need help from in order to make things change. And, you know, whether, you know, people want to admit it or not, you know, racism affects us all. It hurts us all. And until more white people understand that they too are negatively affected by racism economically, I mean, these are tax dollars that could be, you know, going back to where they live. Medically. I mean, we've had Medicare denied since the 1940s because a few racists don't want to give it to black and brown people. These are things that white people need to know is also hurting them. Racism also negatively affects them.
Despite whatever change it could lead to, Smith says it's a shame Buffalo joins the list of cities where police violence has gone viral.
It's disgusting for us to be in the limelight like this. For the reason why CNN is here is because there's been a cracked white old man's skull in front of our city hall. That's ridiculous. That's disgusting. But it's also very telling of the police state that we live in and deal with in this very city.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.